Let's take a return to Cairo, where former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is back in court today. The 83-year-old faces charges of corruption and complicity in murder for the deaths of hundreds of protesters during the uprising that began in January. The BBC's Yolande Nell is joining us now. She's been following the former president's trial in Cairo. Hi, Yolande. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thank you.
Can you tell us about how the trial is going? The former president was defiant the last time that he appeared in court. How does he seem today?
Well, he was brought in once again on his hospital bed. He looked drawn and thin, much thinner than we're used to seeing him. He does seem to be in a fairly poor state of health, but at the same time, he did speak loudly and clearly when he was asked by the judge to confirm his presence in the courtroom.
And what about the protesters who are out on the street? We are getting word that riot police have been called in. There have been some scuffles and perhaps one man taken to the hospital for injuries.
Indeed, outside the court, where some big public screens were put up so that people could watch proceedings unfold inside the courtroom, there were huge crowds there, and they consisted of supporters of President Mubarak, who we haven't heard so much from in recent weeks and months, but also, of course, his opponents, and among those opponents, relatives of some of the 850 people who were killed in Egypt's uprising. And there were clashes that took place despite the presence of riot police and soldiers. Even big tanks and armoured vehicles were in use there, and metal barriers had been used to try to separate these two camps, but they did meet on surrounding streets and there were scuffles and clashes.
We're speaking with Yolande Nell, a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Yolande, can you give us an idea of the narrative going on in Egypt with the country so obsessed with this trial, following it so closely? Is there sort of a majority opinion on whether or not the former president will get a fair trial and whether or not he'll be found guilty?
It's going to be very interesting now to see how the narrative changes, because what happened just a very short time ago is that the judge Ahmed Rafat came back from a recess and he made some big announcements to the court. He said that this case has now been adjourned until the 5th of September. He said also that he's going to merge this trial with that of the former interior minister, who's also accused of giving the orders that led to the killing of these protesters. That was a demand of the lawyers of the families of those killed, but something that they won't like. He's also said now that television cameras will no longer be allowed into the courtroom until the final verdicts. And I think that's because he has felt that this is like something of a circus. He has dozens of lawyers for the prosecution appearing before him, vying for attention, and this is a big test case for Egypt, and yet he's sometimes looking like he's not in control of his courtroom. The judge also said that he wants to protect the feelings of people, and by which we assume he means the former president. It has been a very humiliating experience for him to appear in his white prisoner's uniform in this hospital bed in a steel cage, as criminal defendants always appear in courtrooms in Egypt. So this is everything that's happened in the last half an hour. We have to see how that plays out on the street, where people were demanding greater transparency and openness and had really been pushing for the former president to go on trial in a way which everybody could scrutinize.
And instead, those TV screens are going to go dark. Yolande Nell is a correspondent for our partner, this BBC, talking about the second day of trials for former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.